We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orachaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Halacha Vav, Paragraph Chaf. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'nachzor le'inyan Rosh Chodesh. Let's go back to the topic of Rosh Chodesh now, which is our main topic. V'zeh b'chinas ma'shenoyagim leilech al kivrei tzadikim be'erev Rosh Chodesh. Based on what we've learned till now, we'll understand why it's an important custom to visit graves of tzaddikim on Erev Rosh Chodesh. Kimavur Hashem b'hatoranal, because Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likutei Moran, in the second half of Likutei Moran, chapter 5, which is the chapter on Likutei Moran that this whole halacha was based on. She'ikr tikun hamishpot mamshech hatzadik al yidei b'chinas sheino hagdoish shaloi. That the real tikun hamishpot, the tzaddik makes that happen through his sleep, his holy sleep, shehi darkei hatmimus upshitus, shenoyeg atzmoi, umesalek chochmosoi, umashlech atzmoi b'chol minei refesh votit b'shvil ratzon Hashem Yisborach. This doesn't necessarily have to mean literally sleep. Sleep means when the person's brain is turned off or turned down. Rabbeinu Zal says over there that when we talk about the sleep of the tzaddik, this is also talking about when the tzaddik puts his deep thinking aside and he turns on the tmimus and pshitus, simplicity and sincerity, and tosses away his intellect and is prepared to throw himself into all kinds of filth and mud in order to do the slightest, in order to fulfill the slightest wish of Hashem, in order to give Hashem the tiniest satisfaction. Ayin shom heitev, look in that chapter in the Likutei Moran well, v'ayin shom mashikosav shom basoif, and look especially at what Rabbeinu Zal writes at the end of the chapter that's tied into this. Where Rabbeinu Zal writes, ube'emes hu dovor godol mo'oid, lahashlich me'itoi kol hachochmois. The truth is, it's a very important thing for a Jew to be able to put aside all of his chochmois, all of his wisdoms and intellect, and serve Hashem very simple. Shaydezeh malin hamishpot, hamishpot me'atohimoy shenofel Hashem. By doing that, we're zeichet to elevate the mishpot, the justice, from the lowest places that it's fallen into. Ayin shom heitev. Look again in Likutei Moran over there, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. V'alkein achar histalkus hatzadik she'oz hi bebechinas sheina b'yoser. And therefore, when a tzadik passes away, when he's really asleep, ki misas hatzadikim nikras sheino adatchia, because we know the Torah refers to the passing away of a tzadik as a state of sleep until he comes back to life, kemoi shekosov, as we say in the Shmon Esrei v'day, umekayim emunosoi lishenei ofora. Hashem will fulfill his trust to those who are sleeping in the ground. The yishenei is used. Uchsiv, there's another pasuk that says, v'rabim yishenei admasofor yokitzu. Many of those who are sleeping in the ground will wake up. And when the tzaddik is in this state of deep sleep, that's when he achieves this tikkun hamishpat on a higher level. Because we said one time when he's able to, one way that the tzaddik connects with tikkun hamishpat is when he puts his mind aside, when he puts his intellect aside. When a person passes away, his intellect is really being put aside. The soul is leaving in a sense. Ki yesh bechinas nefilas hamishpot shenofal lemato ma'oid betohimoy samukim. There's a concept of mishpot, the justice, falling to such a low level, such depths, ad shafilu hatzadik hagodol shezoicha yidei bechinas shein bechinas tikkun hamishpot lahalo yisamishpot me'atohim, to the point where even the great tzaddik, who is zoicha through his sleep, which is tikkun hamishpot, to elevate the mishpot from low places, אבל יש בחינס נפילה שמשפט שנפילוסוי עמוקה מאוד עד שאי אפשר בחיוב להלויסוי אפילו הידי בחינה שאין הקדושה שלוי. But there's a concept of the mishpat falling so far down to the point where the tzaddik, while he's physically living, can't pick it up from there, even through his sleep, even through his putting his mind aside. Kiyem al yedei histalkusai mamish. But rather, the tzaddik has to mamish go into deep, deep sleep, which is passing away. She'oz hu betachles habitul. Then the tzaddik achieves the highest level of bitul. Ve'oz daiko mamshich beyoyser b'chinas tikun ha'shein onal. And then the tzaddik draws upon himself the tikun of sleep on a real high level. Machmas shamisa sheloi hu b'chinas shein onal. Because we said the passing away of a tzaddik is a concept of sleep. Ve'oz yuchal lahalois beyoyser v'yoyser ha'mishpot shenofal mo'oid mo'oid. Ad imke tohoimois, and then the tzaddik has the ability to elevate much, much more so this mishpat that has fallen way, way down to the lowest, lowest levels, asheloi hoye efshar b'shum oifen lahaloisei b'chayev, whereby the tzaddik couldn't possibly correct it during his physical lifetime, kiyem al yedei sheino shel histalkusei mamish, only through the deep sleep, which means the actual passing away of the tzaddik. And it's interesting to note that this theme repeats itself in several places in Likutei Moran. You have it in Torah Samachei, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the tzaddik being the master of the field, and the tzaddik being able to do incredible tikkunim during his lifetime. And Rabbeinu Zal makes a comment there, but sometimes even the greatest of tzaddikim, there's certain things they can't do while they're physically living. It necessitates their passing away. Number one, I'm sorry. Rabbeinu Zal says there that regular tzaddikim can do certain things with limitations, but the tzaddik can do just about everything. And then when Rabbeinu Zal was shortly before his passing, about a half a year before his passing, when he moved to Uman, on the way there, he started speaking, he quoted from this chapter, and he started speaking about this concept of tikkun neshamos. And he was hinting to the fact that this is what would require his passing away. So one of his students asked him, but Rebbe, didn't you tell us that the tzaddik has the ability to do it all, you know, during his lifetime? Rabbeinu Zal answered, that's a certain aspect of it. That's part of it. But obviously, there are certain limitations. There are certain things that the tzaddik can't, even the biggest tzaddik, can't do while he's physically alive. He can only do it with his passing away. Just like the Gemara says, Gedoilim tzaddikim b'misosom yoyser mibchayeyim, that the tzaddik is greater with his passing and after his passing than during his lifetime. The Gemara proves it from Shimshon HaGibor. Shimshon HaGibor, one of his main services to Klal Yisrael was wiping out Philistines. And the Gemara says that with his death, he killed much, much more Philistines than he had killed during his lifetime. So here also, Rabbeinu Zal speaking about this mishpat, which is a very deep concept, this justice of Hashem. And Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in a number of chapters in Likutei Moran. Just this Shabbos, I had the privilege of attending a shir at Shalashuris, where the person spoke about chapter 55 in the first half of Likutei Moran, which addresses the topic of Paraduma and other things. And one of the main topics in that chapter was Mishpat, the Mishpat Hanafula, and the tikkun for the Mishpat Hanafula. Here, Rabbeinu Zal is making it very clear that this is something that tzaddikim are involved in during their lifetime, and they're able to do it to all kinds of levels, but there are times when the justice of Hashem is buried so far down, so deep, that even the greatest tzaddik during his lifetime can't pull it out of there completely, can't elevate it completely to where it needs to go. And he could only accomplish it with his passing. And this is one of the reasons why many great tzaddikim pass away. It's interesting that we're mentioning this now. I believe today is the 8th of Tammuz, if I'm not mistaken, the 8th or 9th of Tammuz. Today is one of the 3 days when the great pogrom took place, when somewhere between 20 and 30,000 Jews were slaughtered mercilessly in Uman by the Cossacks and the Haidamaks, Yimach Shemom V'Zichrom, where the Jews were put to the test at that time. They were offered a choice, either to bow to a cross or to be hacked to death. and not one single Jew submitted. And the Jews were murdered in a very savage way. And as a result, it happened over a period of 3 days. And we mentioned this learning that we're doing today about tzaddikim passing away, that our learning should be le'ilui nishmasam, le'ilui nishmas, these great tzaddikim. Continuing inside, v'alkein cholchen al kivroi, and this is why we go to the grave of the tzaddik, kidei lahamshich al atzmoi b'chinas tikkun ha'mishpat, in order to connect with the tzaddik and thereby draw upon ourselves this tikkun ha'mishpat, shehu ikar gemar ha'tikkun, which is the main completion of the whole long procedure that we've been discussing throughout this whole halacha, tikkun ha'emuna and chaloyma, all the different things. We said tikkun ha'mishpat was the final rung in the process. And this is why, what do we do at Kivrei Tzadikim? We cry out to Hashem in a very, very big way from the depths of our hearts. Because every time that you want to fix anything on this choo-choo train we discussed, on this whole procedure, you always have to start from the beginning. One of the first steps that Rabbeinu Zal described in that chapter in the Kutuman, if you want to start this process of tikkun ha'emuna and tikkun ha'mishpat and tikkun ha'bris, was crying out to Hashem from the depths of your hearts. That's how you zeichet to draw the deep waters that are the etzos, the advice, which helps you get to tikkun ha'emuna, tikkun ha'bris, tikkun ha'mishpat, all the different things. And therefore, one of the most important places in the world that Jews cry out to Hashem from the depths of their hearts is Kivrei Tzadikim. V'alkein holchem l'sham be'erev Rosh Chodesh b'yoser, and this is why one of the most important times of going to Kivrei Tzadikim is Erev Rosh Chodesh, kidei lahamshich al atzmo edei zeh b'chinas kedushas Rosh Chodesh, because we're showing that we want to draw upon ourselves the holiness of Rosh Chodesh, she'oz nasin kol ha'tikunim anal, because it's on Rosh Chodesh, as we've learned in these pages, earlier pages, that all of these tikkunim are accomplished. Tikkun ha'emuna, tikkun ha'bris, tikkun ha'mishpat. Rosh Chodesh is the main time. So we go on Erev Rosh Chodesh to the kever of the tzaddik to connect with him and to connect with the tikkun ha'mishpat that he's able to achieve after his passing. And we do the tzakas halev in order to make all of that really happen in a big way on Rosh Chodesh. She'ikar gmar ha'tikun hu b'chinas tikkun ha'mishpat. And again, we said the main completion of the whole process, of the whole procedure, is tikkun ha'mishpat. Shehu b'chinas kesher ha'merkava, which Rabbeinu Zal says over there in the Kutiman, is tied into the concept of tying together the throne of Hashem. Lahalois kol ho'avois hanefulim shebo alidei pigam ha'mishpat, to elevate all the misplaced love, all the desires for things that a person shouldn't be desiring, which come about through pigam ha'mishpat. Kama yishikos of Shom, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran. Ki be'erev Rosh Chodesh halavono hu betachlis hamiut. Because on Erev Rosh Chodesh, the moon is it's at its smallest. Ve'oz hu daiko mascheles limalois miyad b'Rosh Chodesh. And when it reaches the bottom, that's when it starts filling up again on Rosh Chodesh. Ve'zeh remez al kol echod miYisrael sheheim asidim l'schadesh kamoisa. This is a remez for each and every single Jew, that when a Jew feels that he's reaching bottom, then he's about to start again. He's about to renew himself, refresh himself. As we say in the special tefillah that we say at Kiddush Levana. Because every day of life, we're involved in tikkun pegimas halavana. And every day and every year, we're being mesaking the pigam halavona a little bit at a time. Ad shelo osid tismale pigimoso lagamri. Until in the future, there's going to come a time when the deficiency, the defectiveness of the moon is going to be corrected completely. There'll be nothing lacking from the moon whatsoever. And despite the fact that on a physical level, we don't see any change in the moon, with all of our Kiddush Levonas, with all of our prayers and everything, we don't see any real change. The moon seems to be going through its normal cycle, more or less, you know, depending on what day of the month. Still, because every single month we see the same thing happening. We see the moon shrinking, becoming smaller and smaller. You know, we see less and less and less of it until it goes to almost nothing. But still, afal pikein onu maminim. Despite that, we believe she'ein yegiosenu larik hasashon, that our efforts are not in vain. Ubevadai bekol rosh chodesh v'rosh chodesh, ובכל ברכס קידוש לבונה, ובשאר התיקונים שעושים הצדיקים וכל ישראל בשבילה. And definitely on each and every single Rosh Chodesh, and every time the Jews say Birkat Levana, and every single tikkun that the tzadikim and of all Klal Yisrael do to help the moon, בוודאי הנסתכנס ברוכניס בכל פעם. There is definitely a spiritual tikkun taking place constantly. Ad shela osid nira zois ayin bayin, until the time will come when we'll be able to see this with our eyes. Shenismala pigimosa, that the deficiency, the effectiveness of the moon will be corrected completely. Al yedei kedushas hatzadikim uklal Yisrael, through the holiness of the tzadikim and the rest of Klal Yisrael. And this same concept applies to each and every single Jew. Every single one of us experiences ups and downs unlimited. To the point where there are people who feel that they're accomplishing nothing. With all my praying, with all my learning, I'm in the same place. I'm still going through the same ups and downs. I'm still being tempted by the same things. Because of the fact that he sees every single time, he still keeps going through yeridos. He still keeps becoming smaller and smaller, like the moon. Afal pikein, ein shum yegia larik chasashom. Despite that, we believe Be'emunah Shleima that no effort in the world is in vain. Every single effort that's being put in to try to come close to Hashem, to try to do tshuva, to try to do the right thing, all of it is accomplishing. V'ho'ikar, what's the main thing? Hutmimus upshitus, simplicity and sincerity. L'chazek esatzmoy bedarkei tmimus v'apshitus shel atzadiki emes, to strengthen ourselves, to encourage ourselves, to follow in the path of Tmimus and Pshitas of the true Tzadikim. Through that, a person can be successful in his judgment, even if he's fallen to the lowest, lowest places. Ki ikar hanefila shel kol echod oaydei pigam abris, shebo mei ahavois hanefulim, shebo em oaydei pigam amishpot. Because the main nefila of every single Jew is usually in the area of Pigam HaBris, which comes as a result of people having feelings, love, for things they're not supposed to, being attracted to things they're not supposed to be attracted to, which comes as a result of Pigam HaMishpot, as Rabbeinu Zal shows there in Likut Imran. And there are people who fall very low. Ve'ikar ha'tikun alidei b'chinas kesher ha'merkova, and the main tikun for this is kesher ha'merkova, to bind together throne of Hashem. Ve'tikun kesher ha'merkova yochol kol echod lahamshich al atzmoi, and this tikun ha'merkova, each and every single Jew has the ability to accomplish it alidei sheyishmor heitev lekasher ulechaber machshavtoi yachad lemokoy mechod. By trying to focus his brain, by gathering together his concentration, gathering his whole mind together and constant focusing on something and not allowing it to be dispersed outside. Rak tihye achuza ukshuro yachad b'Hashem yizborach v'toyrosoy b'kesher ametz v'chazal. But rather, to have his mind binded to Hashem in a very tight, tight way. How? By concentrating on learning, putting your mind into the study of Torah, where your mind is so involved in it that you have no time, you have no part of your brain is available to be thinking these other kind of thoughts and stuff. Or speaking to Hashem, davening with kavana. And again, putting your brain into the tefillah to such a point that no part of your brain is available for this other stuff. Ki ikar tikun hamerkovo hu'al yedei tikun hamachshovo shebamoyach kemuvan betikunim. Because the main tikun hamerkovo that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there on the Kutimran is through fixing your brain, your moyach, the machshovo shebamoyach. Shehamachshovo is rois, listen to this now. Rav Nosson Zal is explaining a concept that's mentioned in Sifrei Kabbalah, and Rav Nosson Zal is bringing it down for us to understand exactly what it means in real life. The bad thoughts that a person has are compared to bad animals. Chayos, you know, like lie, you know, not sharks, but there are a dog, a donkey. There are different animals that represent the chayos. We're going to have it right now. Rav Nosson Zal is going to show it to us. No. Umachshovos kedoshos, whereas holy thoughts, pure thoughts, heim bechinas chayos shebemerkova, they are symbolized by the animals of the throne of Hashem, which are the lion, the ox, the eagle, the odom rochiv al kulu, and the human that rides on top of all of them. Ayin Sham, look in the Tikkuni Zohar where it discusses this. It discusses the animals, the kosher animals, which represent kosher thoughts, and the unkosher animals, which are the kelev, the chamoyer, and the nates. A nates, I think, is a falcon or some other bird, but not the nesher. The nesher is the symbol of the bird of Kedusha, the bird of the throne of Hashem, and there's a different bird that represents the opposite. So the good thoughts symbolize these positive animals, and the bad thoughts, the negative ones. Ki kol echod miYisrael tzorach shiyeh merkovo lashchina. Listen to these words. Each and every single Jew is supposed to be a throne and a chariot for the spirit of Hashem. Kemo Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says, Hatzadikim heim merkavtoi shel Hashem Yisborach, that the tzadikim are the merkovo of Hashem. They are the throne. They are the chariot of Hashem. V'ho'ikar al yedei kedusha samachshovo. And the way that a person zoicha to that is especially by purifying his thoughts. Shehu ikar ha'odom. That's the essence of man. The essence of man is his brain. Shaydezeh nechlolem bebechinas odom ayoshev al akisei. When a person zoicha to purify his thoughts, then he zoicha to connect with the human image on the throne of Hashem, Shehu Ikar HaMerkava, which is the most important part of the throne of Hashem. Alkein, Kishemekasher Machshavto Yachad Elov Yisborach, Sheleteitze Lachutz Me'agdusha Chas V'Shalom. Therefore, when a Jew is zeichet to bind his mind to Hashem, to attach his mind firmly to Hashem, not to allow it to float away, to float into all kinds of forbidden places, hu bechinas kesher hamerkova. By that act, the Jew is performing what's called kesher hamerkova. He's binding his brain, his thoughts to Hashem.